Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinion. So do you or any members of your household work for radio or television stations, newspapers, advertising agencies, media companies?
Who is this?
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. So do they work in there, in any of those categories, including, like, political campaigns?
No.
All right, thank you. So, as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like Monroe Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not
very
likely
to vote? Very likely to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered to vote with? Would it be like Republican or Democrat or Independent?
I'm registered as an Independent.
As an Independent? All right. What is your main racial background?
I beg your pardon?
What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, I think you. Would you mind sharing your age?
71.
71, I think you. So generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they've fallen off on the wrong track.
Wrong track, all right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, taxes and county government spending, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, affordable housing, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, hurricane and
affordable housing.
Affordable housing, all right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion about them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Rick Ramsey.
Not familiar with him.
All right, not familiar. What about Donald Trump?
I think he's despicable.
So would that be very unfavorable?
Yes.
All right. What about Holly Merrill Rashine?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Paul Wunderlich?
Not familiar.
All right. What about Ron DeSantis?
Very unfamiliar.
Would that be very unfavorable?
Unfavorable, yeah.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
All right. Thank you. And what about Melissa Toney?
Not familiar with that person.
Not familiar, I think you. So thinking ahead, if a primary election for Monroe County Commission were being held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Melissa Toney, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, or Rashine?
Holly Rashine.
Holly Rashine, all right, thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right, thank you. So as you may have noticed, the upcoming election from Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. So this means one of these three candidates, these Republicans, will win the election. So which comes closest to your own view? Statement number one, I will probably vote for one of these Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them. Or would you say statement number two, I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will probably leave this race bout blank on my ballot.
Number one.
Number one, all right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
I approve of it.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, all right. So, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate who currently serves on the County Commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. Or statement number two, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government.
Number two.
Number two. All right. Thank you. So do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
A little too fast.
A little too fast. All right. So which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County. Or number two, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Number one.
Number one, all right. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to a Tavernier along 86 units of workforce housing?
I'm opposed to it.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
All right. As you may know,
I don't see the need for a grocery store there.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So, as you may know, Monroe County has taken on a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which airlifts critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. So which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Number one, with rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand we need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Or statement number two, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
Number two.
Number two. All right, thank you. So if you knew the following statements about Holly Rashine were true, would it each make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? And the first statement goes, Holly Merrill Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda and will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life.
What was the question regarding that now?
For sure. So kind of for these statements, if you could tell me if after each statement, if this makes you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely to want to support her, somewhat less likely to want to support her, or much less likely to want to support her? Or does this statement make, like, absolutely no difference?
It makes no difference.
All right. Holly Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has businesses before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
No, I don't know how true these statements are, so no, that doesn't really matter to me.
All right, no worries. So with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
Well, that would make me more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. During these tough times, Holly Rashine voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working on and middle-class homeowners.
I have no opinion about that.
All right. Holly Rashine understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvement projects like coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources in their livelihood.
More likely. Tell me, what's your affiliation with Holly Rashine?
Well, we actually don't have any affiliations because we're just an independent kind of research company. So we do
why
not
is it
with
that
anybody.
Every question why is it that every question you ask is directly about her?
Well, because you chose that you would like kind of vote for her. So it varies a lot depending on who you choose to vote for because the survey is very intuitive. So for example, if you were to choose another candidate, it would have gave you questions about that other candidate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So about that last survey I gave you, I'm sorry, last question, you said somewhat more likely, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Holly Rashine believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Holly Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rex Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep her community safe.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right, thank you. Holly Rashlein has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashlein has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right, thank you. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today amongst the following candidates, for who would you vote for? Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Rashlein, a Republican candidate?
Holly Rashlein.
Holly Rashlein. All right, thank you. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Probably.
Probably. All right. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So there's only a few more questions left, but I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions I have are just for demographic purposes. So how long have you lived in Monroe County? For like
45 years.
45 years. All right. Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat? All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you do the same.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.